for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, February the 21st, 2004. Ladies' Conference, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Alberta Landry of Beaumont, Texas, speaker.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It is a good thing to give praise unto our God. Amen. Praise God. We've had such a blessed time this weekend and tomorrow. Don't forget, y'all, it's not over yet. Praise God. Sister Flynn will be with y'all in the morning. We'll be heading back to Beaumont, so pray for our safe journey. We thank and praise God for everything that He has already done. I just wanted to touch. We've heard about prayer. We've heard about worship. And we've heard about the weapons of our warfare in extensive manner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like when she was talking about girding up and breastplate of righteousness. Didn't y'all? Hey, man. Praise God. I thought Glenn was going to turn three shades of red over there. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I just want to share with y'all tonight an extension because I know that we cannot separate worship and praise. I want to talk a little bit about praise, and then I want to go into bringing some points out about the things that we need to commend unto the Lord in our worship and how we need to, the things that hinder us from worshiping and praising God. So I'll continue on and giving you a definition of the word of praise. Praise means to commend the worth of, the admiration of, to glorify, to exalt, to exhort, to exclaim, to praise. It means to lord the glory of God, as in songs or in hymns or in words. There are many forms of praise, and I'm going to take you through some scripture on giving you the different forms of praise. I'm going to give you Hebrew word and definitions and scriptures. Praise God. So there are many forms of praise. And it's important for us to know that in our praise, praise means I'm giving love to somebody. I'm giving adoration. I'm exalting somebody. I'm lifting them up. Praise God. And that's what we're supposed to do unto our Lord at all times. We're not supposed to cease from praying. I know that's what the Word of God says. But I believe that we shouldn't cease from praising. I believe that we should be walking, praising folk. Praise God. Wherever I go, I can make a melody in my heart. I can be on my job, and mankind may tell me that I'm not supposed to talk about Jesus on the job, but I can yet praise Him while I'm on my job. Amen. Praise God. Because, you know, praise does not mean that we have to part our lips to say a single word, because we can praise Him in our spirit. Glory to God. And spirit to spirit, He will hear us. Amen. Because He does know our heart. Glory to God. So now we should not be inhibited with our praise. And I'm going to give y'all some scripture to tell you why and how come and how. Glory to God. So we should not quench the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost says give some glory to God, we need to say yes, hallelujah, praise His holy name. Amen, glory to God. Because we were made to praise Him. Praise glorifies God. Say that with me. Praise glorifies God. All right. One of the first scriptures I want you to go to is in Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13. And as you're going to that scripture, I'm going to, one of the words of praise is toda. You may have already heard that word before. Praise God. It's spelled T-O-W-D-A-H and it's pronounced toda. It means the sacrifice of praise. Praising the Lord in spite of. Praising the Lord in spite of facts, of things being right, of things being wrong. It's a sacrifice of praise. Praising God in the middle of your trials. Praising God in the middle of your tribulations. Praising God when you're being tempted by the evil one. Praising God when it looks like everything is not going right in your life, your family's life, your friend's life, around the world, being discouraged. Praising God regardless of what it feels like. Toda. In Hebrews 13 and 5, one of the scriptures we're going to read. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, let your conversation, let the words that come forth from your mouth be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God is saying unto us, guess what? I don't know why you're feeling down because I'm always with you. He said in Isaiah, he says, to fear not and be not dismayed. He said, guess what? He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always be with you. That means he's with you when you're up and he's with you when you're down. He's with you when you're exalted and he's with you when you're abased. He says, I will never leave you. That's a promise of God. So we can told our God when we don't feel like it. If I can't raise up but a finger, if my body is even wrecking with pain, I can still praise the Lord. Glory to God. In Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, I feel an awesome, I feel an awesome presence of God tonight. I just feel the awesome presence of God. I mean, it's just like an overwhelming, awesome presence of God. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 33, verse 11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and for his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. The sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For why? I will cause, God said, to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Praise God. So we're even to bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Glory to God. I'm talking now not just the house here. But when we gather together amidst the saints of God, we should be praising God from the time we get out of our cars all the way into the door. I don't care what chair you're going to sit in, but praise until your chair. Bless God. Even when we don't feel like it. Because a lot of times, our flesh don't feel like it. But see, the sister said, we got to die. It's a good day to die. Glory to God. So I have to die to me so that I can live unto him. Isn't that a paradox where it says we dead, but yet we're alive? Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So here's the Bible saying we're to bring the sacrifice of praise where? Into the house. We're to told our God in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. And Psalms 54, verse 6 says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord. For it is good. God is saying here, praise God. I will freely give it up. Have you ever been in a service where it felt like the praise had to be drawn out of the people? It's like pulling bad teeth, Lord of God. And we're supposed to freely give it up. It's his anyway. So we're just giving back unto him what he loaned to us. Glory to God. Psalmist said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will. Say, I will.
I will.
Praise thee, O God.
Praise thee, O God.
Why? Because it is good to praise him. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. Say it. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. Told I him. Glory to God. Give him the sacrifice of praise when you don't feel like it. Well, you know, it's almost like, oh, now I'm going to keep it because I'm just going to be selfish and covetous and I'm going to keep my praise. Now, how you like that? I ain't giving him nothing. I mean, but that's what the world said, but we're not of the world. The world is saying, praise God. Praise who? Give who what? Bless the Lord. Now we're going to yada God. Yada means it is a demonstration of our love and submission to the Lord by the raising up of our hands. Lifting up your hands to the Lord in total submission and devotion to Yada. Lamentations 3, verse 41. Somebody else, sister, get Lamentations 3, verse 41.
Yeah, this will help me out.
Praise God. You got it? Got it. All right. Lamentations 3. Come on, Sister Cheryl. Come on, Sister Cheryl. Help me out here. Praise God. This will help me out. Thank you, Lord. Lamentations, we're going to go to Lamentations, y'all can write these down. Lamentations 3, verse 41. Psalms 134, verse 2, and Psalm 63, verse 4. I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 63, verse 4, while Sister Cheryl gets Lamentations 3:41. You have Psalms 134? Who said that? Okay. You want to read that? Psalms 134, verse 2.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and do what?
Bless
the Lord. So when I lift up my hands in the sanctuary, in the place that I say I'm serving God, glory to God, in the tabernacle, in the solemn place, praise God. My sanctuary could be my house. My sanctuary could be my car. My sanctuary might be a bench sitting in the park somewhere. But lift up your hands. Praise God. He says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary of the Lord. Lifting up my hands means it's a position. Lifting up is a position of submission. When I lift up my hands, not clenched fists, but open hands, open palms unto the Lord, I am yada-ing by God. Glory to God. So now we wonder, why do people be lifting up their hands? Now we know if we didn't know before. After all these years, I may not have known until I read this. I'm not going to tell you if I did or didn't. But now I know that God, it wants me to lift up my hands to Him. This is a receiving and a submitting position. As I give to Him, He's ready to give something back. Glory to God. I can't give nothing. If you tried to hand me something, I can't grab it with my hands clenched. But with open palms and lifted up hands, I can get it. And I can give it. Praise God. Lamentations 3:41.
Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens.
Say that again.
Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens.
Let us lift up our hearts with our hands. Now that's the powerful scripture. Lord, I give you my heart. I lift up my heart to you, O God. Do with me what you will. I submit myself unto you. Service. We talked about service earlier. Amen? Service. God, I want to serve you. I love you. I want to serve you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. Psalm 63, verse 4. Thus will I bless thee while I live. The Bible says that the dead can't praise Him. The dead cannot praise Him. Yet will I praise you. Yet will I praise you when, while I'm alive on this earth, not just in the hereafter. It's already on in the hereafter. Glory to God. But see, while I'm here, let's get a little good practice in. You know, the cliche, Jim told me he gonna write all my cliches down. Practice makes perfect. Let's do it. Nike made millions saying, let's do it. Just do it. So just do it. Lift up your hands unto the Lord and glorify Him and yada Him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Barosh. B-A-R-O-U-C-H. This means to bow before the Lord. To be completely overwhelmed by His majesty and His power. To bow and prostrate yourself before God. Completely at His feet in honoring Him and submission unto Him. Amen. In Psalms 95, verse 6. In Psalms 95, verse 6, the Bible says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel down before the Lord, our Maker. Come! Now is the time to worship. Come. Come on now. Now is the time. Give Him your heart. Yes. Come! Let us worship and bow down and let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He's worthy of the praise that we give Him. In Romans, the 14th chapter, the 11th verse. In Romans 14, verse 11, the Bible says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. For it is written, every knee shall bow. Every knee is going to barash God at one point on time. So why don't we just go ahead and do it now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Ephesians, the third chapter. In Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 13 and verses 14. 13 says, Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Father's saying, hey, I desire that you don't faint because I'm going through something. Or don't faint because you're going through something. Bow your knee. He says, for this cause. What cause? That I'm doing something for your good. God is doing something for your good. See, this is Paul talking, but the Lord is speaking to his people. He says, I will bow my knee. Paul says, even though I'm going through tribulations, I will still bow before the Lord. And Paul is the one that said he went through more than anybody else besides Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we can barash our God and we can do it in joy. Hallelujah. Because it's a good thing to give praise unto our God. Now we've all heard of Shabbat. Shabbat. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Glory to God. This means to shout. Praise to the Lord, given in the form of a shout. The Bible says to shout unto the Lord, the voice of triumph. Glory to God. Lifting up your voice unto the Lord. Now, when I think about shout, I don't think quiet. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He says, lifting up your voice unto the Lord, giving praise for what he is going to do. Not for what he's done, but for what he's going to do, say for me. So I can shabak my God. I can shout unto my Lord. Psalms 98, verse 7. Cheryl, get that. Praise God. Isaiah 12, verse 6. We're going to go there while Cheryl is getting Psalms 98, verse 7. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 6. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. So we can shout because the Holy One of Israel is in the midst of us. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shabbat the Lord.
Amen.
Go ahead, sister.
Psalms 98 and 7.
Amen.
Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
Allow the sea. Allow it to roar. The seas praise God.
Mm-hmm.
The trees praise God. The clouds praise God. Every creature praises God. The rocks will cry out. The mountains will move. Glory to God. Shabbat, to shout unto the Lord. Zama means the playing of any instrument that glorifies the Lord. Musicians, those that are skillful on the pianos or the drums or the harps, or the xylophone, or the musical trumpets, the tambourines, and all the musical instruments, when they're playing their instruments, glorifying God, making melody unto the Lord, telling the Lord, Lord, we zama you. We zama you. Psalms, and it's a favorite scripture, praise God for everybody. I know Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Glorifying God. Zama. Glorifying God. Halil. Have y'all heard that? Halil means to rave and to boast of the wonders of the Lord with excitement. Woo! Look what the Lord has done. Woo! He healed my body. He saved me just in time. Come on now. Look what the Lord has done. Glory to God. To boast of it. Square your shoulders. Let me tell you about my God. Woo! Glory to God. To boast of him in dance and song and melody in your heart. With excitement. We need to get excited about the Lord we say we serve. I said, even if that one thing is all you got to show a little excitement with, wave that little finger. Move that foot. Glory to God. See, you know, I think about God has made us an instrument of praise. We are a symphony all by ourselves. Glory to God. Think about it. He's given us a voice where we can sing. He's given us hands to make music. He's given us feet. We are an instrument of praise. And every instrument that we are of praise, we're supposed to give it back unto our God. Do you know that the devil, well, I'm not going to go there. Yes, let's just keep going on. Psalms 149. Psalms 149, verse 8. The Bible says, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So God is, look at God is saying, guess what? You have the ability to bind. Now we talk about the kings with chains. We're talking about demonic powers here. All right? So we have been given the ability to bind every demonic power, every principality, power, and dominion, anything to try to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ, anything to try to lift its ugly head up and become a god over the God that we say we serve. Hallelujah. He says we can bind the kings with chains and fetters and the nobles, glory to God. And he says this to execute upon them the judgment. When we're binding them up, we are executing the judgment of God upon them. My God, this honor, it's an honor. It's an honor to be able to bind up the principalities and the powers and dominions of darkness. Woo! It's an honor and it's a privilege. My God. And then he goes on and says, praise ye the Lord. Yeah, I can do that. Praise ye the Lord. I can praise ye the Lord. 2 Samuel 6:16, Cheryl. Go over to Psalm 30, verse 11, while Cheryl gets 2 Samuel 6:16. In Psalm chapter 30, verse 11. Do you know that each one of the scriptures that we have in glorifying God, exalting Him, lifting Him up, worshiping Him, do you know those are scriptures and words that you can use to put the enemy at disarray, that you could put him in flight with? The Word of God. They don't like the Word of God. The Word of God. Amen. Psalms 30, verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Thou, O Lord, hast turned my mourning into dancing. So if you want to quit mourning, start dancing.
Amen.
In the Lord. And I'm going to get to the garment of praise. We're not there yet, but I'm going to get to the garment of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Glory to God. And you have girded me. You have girded me up, oh God, with gladness. We want somebody to make us happy. Just get glad. Just get glad. He's girded you with gladness. These are gifts. It's a gift. God is, He's bestowing things upon us that we don't even know we have. I said, Lord, I probably got so many blessings boxed up and stored up. And I said, ooh, Lord, I'm just going to ask you for every last one. I want my blessings. I want my blessings. I don't want to wait till I get there and the angels say, no, we can't show you what you missed. Oh, that I might see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Sister Cheryl.
Psalms.
Second Samuel.
I'm sorry, 2 Samuel 6 and 16.
Amen.
And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David,
all right,
Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing
Woo!
Before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
Woo! Glory to God. I was thinking about that song that Crystal sung today, and I'd never heard that song before, and she started leaping. I'm like, yeah! Praise God. You know, there are so many different ways to praise our God. Even sometimes it looks real strange to us when other people do something. It looks real strange. I know I probably look real strange to some folks. But if you are sincere in your heart, knowing who you're praising, knowing why you're praising, and God knows your heart, even when mankind doesn't, keep praising Him. Just keep praising Him. Tehillah. It's a combination of singing, shouting, dancing, clapping and rejoicing before the Lord. We went over the scripture earlier in Psalms 47 verse 1 where it says, oh, clap your hands and shout the voice of triumph. Praise God. In Psalms 144, verse 9. In Psalms 144, verse 9, the Word of God says, I will. Say, I will.
I will.
Sing a new song.
Unto thee,
O God. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. I will. I want to. I will to praise you, Lord God. I will to sing a new song unto you, Lord God. I will to make melody in my heart. I will to do psalms in my heart. I will to make melody in my heart. You know the Word of God says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Bless God. When you praise God, God, it's like you get so exuberant and recharged, energized, like the energizer bunny. You know, it's like, oh man, I can keep going on and on and on and on and on. Glory to God. Everything else has stopped and I'm still going on and on and on. Praising God. When I lay my head on the bed, I'm going to praise Him. Praise God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 61. That is Talia. T-E-H-I-L-L-A-H. T-E-H-I-L-L-A-H. It's a combination of doing it all. Like when the Word of God says that the man leaped and he jumped and he leaped and he ran into the temple. He didn't stay there with Peter and John. He ran into the temple to show himself clean before the priest. And he got so excited, he had to stop for a little while. I can just imagine. Woo! And he said, okay, I better go on in here. Woo! Can you imagine? And then he starts leaping and shouting and said, woo, y'all look, woo! Woo! Getting excited about what God has done. Hallelujah. Praise is a gift from God. And it's a gift that we give back unto our Lord. Praise God. It has been given us to us. We can and we must give it back unto Him. We think about the crowns and the jewels and all the many things that God is giving us. And guess what? One day after He's given those things to us, we're going to stand before the throne and we're going to take those crowns off and we're going to give those crowns back unto Him. So why can't we give Him praise? Why can't we glorify Him and lift His holy name up? Either from a sacrifice of praise or to the most exuberance of praise. He wants that from us. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there's one that don't want you to do it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's go to Isaiah 61 verse 3. Isaiah 61 and verse 3. Well, I'm going to start with verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So heaviness can be a spirit, or is a spirit, according to the Word of God, that they might be called trees of righteousness. God wants us to deliver us, praise the name of Jesus. He wants to give us beauty for ashes. He wants to deliver us from the ashes into beauty. He wants to give us joy for mourning. He wants to deliver us from mourning and give us joy. He wants to give us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's a Holy Ghost exchange. And God says, I want to do this. For you, so that I can call you trees of righteousness. My God. The planting of the Lord is trying to plant something here. Glory to God. That He might be glorified. That He might be glorified. It's all going back to Him. For His sake. For His sake, He wants to deliver you. For His sake, He wants to deliver you. For His sake, He wants to deliver you. Now, if you have a garment on, just like I have my jacket on, and it's a garment, I can put it on, but I can take it off. And I can put back on whatever I just took off. So if I took off heaviness and put on praise, then I decided, I'd take off praise and go pick up heaviness. But God says, I want to call you trees of righteousness. So we need to put on some things. We need to change our clothes. We need to change our garments. We need to change our mind. Romans, the 12th chapter. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as my mind is renewed, I can be transformed where I will not conform to this world. Just by the renewing of my mind. What renews my mind? You shall know the truth. And the truth's going to make you free. And it's just our reasonable service unto God. God wants to change our mind. Hallelujah. The Word of God tells us that we're supposed to have the mind, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. It's the same mind that's supposed to be in us. He had a mind to be obedient to his Father. He had a mind to praise him and worship him. He had a mind to do everything that he was told to do by God. I read in the scripture where Saul, whose name was Paul, kicked against the prick. But he didn't. He had a Damascus Road experience. And that was a change of mind. He had to lose his natural sight to get his spiritual sight. But he had to have a change of mind. He could have been blind with the same old mind. But he realized when he said, Lord, who are you? Has to be a change of mind. And I'm talking about a heart mind. Because if our heart does not change to the fact that God says, yeah, I want you to praise me. It's a good thing to praise me. It's a good thing to lift me up. It's a good thing. Why? Because I want to make you trees of righteousness. I want to do good things for you. Just with a change of mind. We hear it all the time. Where is the battleground? More here than anywhere else. The battleground's here, but with a new attitude, with a change of thinking. One man said, get rid of stinking thinking. We allow ourselves to ponder on the thoughts that the enemy gives us. And then we'll rehearse them, not only in our own head, but to other people. We'll talk about what he said to us all day long. And Jesus said, get hence! Glory to God. All right, praise God. We need to be unashamed in our praise and unashamed in our worship. A moment. There was a praise that went forth, and it put the three armies in disarray where they started killing one another. And after they stood back and they just kept praising, I could just imagine them standing up there watching them kill up one another, just taking each other out, and they just kept praising. They just kept glorifying God. And when it all, when the smoke settled and the dust went down, they walked into the enemy's camp, and they took back everything that the devil had taken from them. And then some. The Word of God says, how can you enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods unless you first bind the strong man? See, let me tell you, the strong men were bound. And they were entering into the strong man's house. And they spoiled the goods. And it was all with the praise. It was all with the praise. See, the devil knows the power of your praise. If you're packing with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, you have a powerful praise. It's just like when Jesus went and stood and he opened the book. Others had read from the book, but Jesus opened the book. And he started to read. And then he closed the book. And they looked at him and said, who is that man that could speak with such authority? Because he was packing. The demons cried out in the midst of the service just from him beginning to read the scripture because he was packing. So you're packing the power of the Holy Ghost. There's power in your praise. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, now's the time. Now's the time. Because he says he's free. Glory to God. So the devil works diligently at trying to discourage you from giving some glory to God. He works hard at it because he knows it's a powerful weapon against him and all of his demonic powers. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. So keep on your garment of praise. Perpetual praise. Continual praise. In Romans it says, making melody in your heart. Paul encouraged the people of God to praise and to sing songs unto the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. I'm going to give you some 10 points real fast. Hallelujah. A's to your worship and your praise. Meditation is one. Glory to God. Taking time to quiet yourself down and to think on the goodness and the righteousness and the faithfulness of God helps to prepare our hearts for worship and praise unto the Lord. Verses of scripture in reference, Psalm 63, 3, 4. Psalms 89, 1, 11. Psalms 119, verse 15, and Philippians 4 and 8. Confession. It's on the tape. Glory to God. A's to your worship. Confession. We must confess our sins to be cleansed of our sins. In Isaiah 6 and 6 and 7, we need to have a clean heart for worship. 1 John 1, 7 and 10. Another A to help you in your worship and your praise is music. Glory to God. Thank God for music. Psalms and hymns and melody and musical instruments. Skilled musicians and skilled psalmists and songers and clinicians and all. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to have people to help us in our praise. It's good to praise Him by yourself, but it's good when we're in unison. Make it a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. Isaiah 23, verse 16. Psalms 150. Ephesians 5, 19. Colossians 3 and 16. Also, orderliness in our worship, being in order. Worship of God should not be haphazard or disorganized. Just whatever goes and anything goes. No. Especially not in the midst of combined fellowship. Unison, we said earlier, unified, works. It works. One voice. We become one in song and we have in one voice. One voice, yet powerful. One will put 1,000. Two will put 10,000. And you can do the multiplication, as we say. 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. Praise God. Being orderly in our manner. God likes order. Glory to God. Prayer aids us in our worship. Talking to God helps us to focus on and bring our mind into alignment on the things of God. We need to focus in on God. We sang the song, you know, not to think about yourself, concentrate on Him. Amen. Praise God. Focus in on God. Talk to the Lord. Be conscious of His presence. Praise God. Be conscious of Him being around you. He's there. We cry out, Lord, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. But sometimes we need to shut up and just listen. Just listen. And He'll talk to us. He will talk to us. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 8. Hebrews 4, 16. Giving. Now, Sister Bert, we gave. Constant giving. The sister ministered about how Cornelius and his alms and his giving came up as a memorial before God. His giving was a memorial before God. Giving of ourselves, giving of our gifts, giving of our dollars and cents. Praise God that we're able to be cheerful givers, not giving in necessity. Hallelujah. Give and it shall be given unto you. It aids me in worshiping God. I worship God in my giving. I love it the way Brother Noel says, if you don't have a penny or a dime, a nickel or a dollar, take a button off your coat and give that, but give something to the Lord. Worship Him in your giving. You know, our gifts say, Lord, I appreciate You. I'm so glad that You're my Lord and You're my God. You gave me this so I can give it back to You. Glory to God. You gave me time so I can dedicate some time. You gave me two coats so that I can give one away. Giving honors God. Praise God. So we acknowledge that He is the one that owns it all. And we're the ones that He gives it to so that we can give it back. He's trusting us with the things that He's given us to give it back to Him. He trusts us with that. I'm not just talking about what we call our tithe and our tithe. We're supposed to be good stewards over all of it. We are supposed to be good stewards over all of it. If we're not, we will be if we work on it. I'm working on it. Glory to God. Because I want to honor Him in what I have. Praise God. Glory to the mighty name of God. Studying the Word of God. Well, I just don't have time. Yes, you have time. We have time. I don't care if you have 5 minutes. Spend 5 minutes studying the Word. Well, really, you can read it, but you can't really study it with five. But I'm just, you know, it's a start. Glory to God. Got to start somewhere. We haven't started. But studying the Bible. Getting into the Word of God. Whether you go to your church to hear it, don't just stop there. God don't stop just on Wednesdays, and with some people worship on Tuesdays, some on Thursdays. Don't just stop on Wednesdays and Sundays. Study the Word of God. Give Him some time in His Word. That's worshiping Him. Lord, I want to know more about You. I got to know more about You. Fill yourself up with something that the Holy Ghost can work with. Glory to God. Feed your spirit, man. This feeds my spirit. This is my lifeline. This is my lifeline. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Studying the Word of God. Get you some study help. Get you some tape. Get you a concordance. Get you some dictionary. Get you some help. Get you a Bible study partner. Glory to God. Study the Word of God. If you can't remember what the preacher said, buy you a tape recorder and take it to church with you and tape the message. And if they tape it, buy the tape. If you miss a Sunday because of whatever, buy the tape. Get the Word of God. It helps us know who we're worshiping and know who we say we serve. Equip yourself for the battle, like the sister said. We need to know how to get closer in. 2 Timothy 3:14-17 and 2 Timothy 4:1-5. Praise the Lord. These are some of the things that hinder us in our praise and our worship. Oh yeah. We are hindered at times not to give Him what's due unto Him. Amen. Don't shout. Like, who said it? Shout, don't shout me down now. Amen. One, unbelief. In Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And we want to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise God. Unbelief. Unbelief. We need to seek God. We need to believe God. Praise God. When Jesus spoke to them after the fig tree had withered away, and they came back, they didn't believe when Jesus spoke to that fig tree because it looked so pretty and it looked so green, even though it had no fruit. They did not believe that that tree was going to die. They didn't believe it till when they came back that way and they say, my goodness, it is dead. It actually withered up. Oh, Jesus, look, the fig tree you spoke to, it actually did die. Because they didn't believe it when He spoke it. They had to see it. Faith is not what we see. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. Glory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Glory to God. I have to believe that He is God and that He does not lie. Every word that proceeds out the mouth of a powerful God is powerful and it's truth. I disagree with some of those that are saying, oh, well, you know, it was back in that day and God has really changed His mind about some of it's true and some of it's not. There are some fallacies in the Word, but that's okay. You can believe the part, this part over here and that part over here. All of the Word. Amen. Amen. That's right. Ignorance. Praise God. By faith. Because when they told Jesus that, Jesus says, all you have to do is have faith in God. Then you can speak to this any mountain. And you can tell any mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, guess what? You're going to have what you say. But you got to believe. You got to first believe in God. Bless the Lord. Here's a biggie. Here is a biggie. His name is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will not only hinder your praise and hinder your worship, it'll hinder your entrance into the kingdom of God. Unforgiveness. Matthew 6:12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. He's not just talking about money there. When you search this down, he's talking about forgive me of my offenses as I forgive those that offend or hurt or talk about me or beat me down or try to take me out of here. Forgive those, oh God, too. But that's not what it says. Thank you, Lord. Well, this means the same thing. Different translation mean the same thing. But it says, forgive us our debt as we forgive. So as I forgive, guess what's going to happen? I will be forgiven. Praise God. In verse 15 it says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. So unforgiveness will put you into a state of no entrance because your sins will not be forgiven. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 10 and 11. It also talks, it gives, it's just a cross-reference scripture. So unforgiveness is a spirit. It's a hindering strong man. Having a wrong attitude or even holding grudges can hinder your worship. Matthew 5, verse 23 and 24. Let's go there. Matthew 5, verse 23 and verse 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, go thy way first, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come back and offer your gift. Praise is a gift. But in my heart, I'm up there praising God, and I'm supposed to be lifting up holy hands, and yet my brother's blood is on my hand because I have caused an offense. Or I've hurt my brother. I've said something, whatever. And I didn't ask him to forgive me. But I want to go to God and give God my gift. And expect him to receive it. It will hinder your praise. A bad attitude. Ephesians 4, 31, 32. Unconfessed sin. 1 John 1, 9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Unconfessed sin can hinder your praise. Do you know the devil in the middle of you trying to praise God, the devil will bring up what you know. You ever been there on your knees trying to pray and all of a sudden he run there, what you on your knees praying? Remember when you did such and such and how you cussed somebody out the other day and, oh, you thought nobody heard you, huh? I heard you and I'm going to tell you, I heard you. Guess what? God heard you too. Oh, I sure did. Oh. Or we walked off from somebody after they made us mad and we railed them to no end. God heard us, because he's everywhere. His ears are always attuned to our words. Ooh, is this a verse? Why you want to go there? Why you want to do that to me? Because God says he wants us corrected. He gave scripture to reprove us. Isn't that wonderful? He said he chastised those that he loved. Ooh, my goodness, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Why? Because he wants us righteous. He wants us holy. He wants us what we say we want for ourselves. Glory to God. And I'm just giving you his word. It goes this way. Ignorance of God. In Acts 17, verse 23. Praise God. It talks about how we can ignorantly praise, ignorantly worship him. Go to Acts 17. When I saw that, I said, oh, great, Lord. Praise God. Acts 17. Verse 23, praise God, because there were people there in the city that had built an altar unto the unknown God. In verse 23 it says, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. There are some saints that don't really know God, and yet they try to praise him. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it says, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare now I unto you. You want to really know who this unknown God is? Let me tell you about it. Hallelujah. So guess what? We can ignorantly praise God. Over in John 4, 22, the woman that was at the well, he said, you don't even know what you're worshiping. But they had been going there all that time. And she said, well, this is the place you've been worshiping God. He says, you worship you know not what. So we need to know him to be able to worship him. Get to know your God. Hallelujah. Get close to him. Praise God. Spend some time with him. Make some time for him. Because we do use excuses. That's another one. Excuses of why I can't praise him today. Oh, I didn't feel good today, so I'm not going to praise him. I had too much to do, so I couldn't spend time with him. misplaced priorities. Matthew 6, 19, 21, and verses 23. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all. And if you've never underlined that and all in your Bible in that scripture in Matthew 6, underline that. And all these things shall be added unto you. Recognizing his worthiness first and foremost in our lives. Not making things more important than God. Not making people more important than God. Loving the Lord your God with all that you are and all that you have. Then loving your neighbor as you love yourself. First seeking out God. You know, the Bible says we're to ask, we're to seek, and we're to knock. There's different levels that we can get to. Where one of these days we're going to walk up and say, here I am. Matter of fact, you don't have to say anything. Just, and access is there. Glory to God. Misplaced priorities. The enemy's opposition. We talked about how Satan is trying to control you, take you away from praise, take you out of the presence of God, take you out of here, period. Praise God. The enemy's opposition, the world system of evil, the world is telling you can't praise him, you can't talk about him, you can't worship him only in certain places. The only place you're supposed to worship him is in a church building, in a synagogue somewhere, not on the street, not on your job, not in the school. Anywhere there's a government or a state symbol or something, you're not supposed to talk about him, lift him up, and none of that. So the enemy's trying to steal your praise. It is a little warm. Amen. But it's the indwelling nature, sin nature of man even, where he will try to stop you from praising God. The evilness of the hearts of some men will try to stop you from praising God. That's enough of that, sister. Sit down, shut up. They tried to stop Peter and John from talking about that man named Jesus. The priest called them in, said, you better stop talking about it. You better not say nothing else about him again. Stirring of the folk. We're the high priest. You're the priest. You're supposed to obey us. And he said, but oh, it is better that we obey God than to obey man. Not having love in our hearts one for another, walking in the flesh and not submitting will hinder our praise. Praise the Lord. Spirits of depression. I was in the room earlier, and I think I wrote it down somewhere. And the Lord told me to come against certain spirits tonight, and I am. That's all the scriptures I'm going to give you tonight. Aren't y'all glad? Did I give y'all enough? And I don't know, I thought I wrote it down. I think I didn't. But he told me, I really feel that the Lord spoke to me and told me to come against spirits of depression, spirits of oppression, the spirits of heaviness. Praise God. I don't know who's walking in it, who's had battles with it, but we're going to come against that. Amen? I pray that something I shared as far as the word is concerned, I pray that all of the word, praise God, be a light unto your, all right, path. Amen. A lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Praise God. You tell I teach the word a little bit. Glory to God. Okay, y'all want to stand up? I know y'all want to stretch a little bit. Praise God. Praise God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Come on now, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you the glory, honor, and praise, O God, first and foremost. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of the Word of God being in our hearts and our spirits. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and your mercy and your kindness towards us. Father, we thank you right now as we come drawing near unto God. We draw near unto you right now, Lord God. We resist what the enemy has been trying to do, the battle that's been taken over in the mind of the saints of God, the battle that's been trying to bring forth the depression and oppressions into the saints of God. Father, we thank you right now as we resist the enemy that's trying to bring in those things in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now as we come as a corporate body in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we come on one accord in the Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for the awesome power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for bringing in warfaring angels to help us in our battles in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you right now, Lord God, for ministering angels being assigned to each and every last one of the saints of God in this building. We thank you right now, Lord God, for placing ministering angels on the right side and on the left side. We thank you, Father God, for placing angels in the front and behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the angels at the doors, oh God, and we thank you right now for those angels that you've assigned to take every demonic power as we cast them out to wherever you would have them to go. Lord, we thank you right now for giving us the authority. We thank you right now, Lord God, because our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you, Father God, because anything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ, we will bring it into submission and obedience unto the Lord. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, as we come expecting deliverance. We come expecting cleansing. We come expecting the devil to loose us and to let us go free. Father, we thank you right now for this expectation. We thank you, Father God, as you have prepared our hearts and you have prepared our minds to receive our freedom tonight. Thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, you said you came for this purpose, to set the captive free. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over the enemy. We come against the principality, the powers, and every dominion. We come against the rulers of darkness. And we place them in chains and fetters. We place them in bondage. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now because we're not just talking about the demonic powers that are inhabiting or taking over the saints of God on the inward, but we're also talking about those that are in hierarchy in Jesus' mighty name. We bind them in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we take our authority, we put the devil on notice right now. You will not hinder, you will not hurt, and you will not harm the saints of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan and all the demonic powers, we speak to you now. You will not tear, you will not wrench, and you will not harm the saints of God. In the name of Jesus. So you are hereby put on notice. We also null and void any assignment of the enemy that might try to cause havoc when they leave here. We thank you, Lord God, for also sending forth angels to their homes. Glory to God. Protecting them in their travels. Even in their walking back to their rooms. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for those ministering angels. Now, oppression, I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, you are hereby placed in chains and fetters, and you will not harm the saints of God from this day forward. Oppression, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I hereby command you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to loose those people. Loose them now and let them go free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oppression, come out in Jesus' mighty name. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Loose them, loose them, loose them and let them go free. Oppression, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Depression, I call you out in the name of Jesus. Every oppressing and depressing spirit, I command you to loose God's people and to let them go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. Go now, I say, in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people and let them go free in Jesus' mighty name. Depression and oppression, controller, ruler, and superior spirits over depression, I hereby cut your ties with one another and I command you to loose the people and let them go free. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, go in the name of Jesus. We have no authority here. You have no power here, and you let God's people go in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I come against the spirit that's been tormenting, the spirit of torment, that has been tormenting the mind of the saints of God to cause them to even think about suicide. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. I come against the tormenting spirit in the mind. I command that spirit to loose the God's people, loose God's people now in Jesus' mighty name. Let them go now. Go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. You loose God's people and you let them go now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Murder, suicide, self-murder. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go quickly. Go, 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 go quickly. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them now. Loose them now. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them now in Jesus' mighty name. You have no authority over the saints of God. You have no authority over the saints of God. Let her go free in Jesus' mighty name. I take authority over every demonic power of self-murder in Jesus' mighty name. You go putting yourself down, killing yourself with your own tongue. I command you to loose God's people and let them go free. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, I say. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Using the little member to kill your own self. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Now I come against the spirit that is using the tongue to murder one another. I come against that spirit that's using the tongue to murder one another. In the name of Jesus. I come against the lying tongue. I come against the mischief tongue. I come against the gossiping tongue. I come against the murdering tongue. I come against the tongue that's a snare. In the name of Jesus. I command you to loose God's people. Let them go. Let them go right now. Let them go, I say, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Gossip, go. Backbiting, go. Mischievous tongue, go. Lying tongue, go. Go, go, go now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people, let them go. Go, 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 go quickly. Go quickly. Go quickly. Go quickly in Jesus' mighty name. Go quickly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. In the name of Jesus. Keep going. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Move out quickly. Your house is now no longer your house. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yeah, glory to God. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Pray in the Spirit. Those that are filled with the Holy Ghost, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. 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 For those that want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, put your hands on your belly. Father, we thank you right now for imparting the Spirit of Almighty God. We thank you right now for those that don't have the Holy Spirit. We thank you right now for the Holy Spirit. We thank you right now for the impartation of the Spirit. Freely, Lord God, you've given, freely let them receive. Father, we thank you right now for the power overshadowing all those, the power of the Holy Ghost overshadowing all those that have not received the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now for infilling them with your Spirit, O God, manifesting the Spirit of God with tongues and other gifts. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Now, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of deep hurt in Jesus' mighty name. I break the power of deep hurt, intimidation, and shame right now in Jesus' mighty name. I break the power of intimidation, deep hurt, and shame right now in the name of Jesus. I command every last one of those spirits to line up rank and file and to leave God's people in Jesus' mighty name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. You go now. Loose God's people. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. He Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. The spirit of timidity, spirit of shyness, spirit of shame, spirit of shame. I keep hearing the spirit of shame. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of shame right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, I come against shame right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, shame, loose God's people and let them go free. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out. Loose her, loose her, loose her in the name of Jesus. Let her go, let her go. Come out there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Go and say, go in Jesus' name. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Now, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. 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 My God, my God, my God. Orasa kandarabase. Hikorabashaya. Enriyaso korra talabase. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray in the Spirit, saints. Come on, saints. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Hail a la bo satana la bo shara. Hail a la bo sikandra bo shoturia suteni a la bo shate. Ah, glory, 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 glory. I come against the spirit of sadness. I come against the spirit of sadness in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of sadness right now in the name of Jesus. I command sadness to loose God's people and to let them go free in the name of Jesus. Sadness, go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. You loose your God people. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Now the spirit of heaviness, I call you out. I call you out. In the name of Jesus, go. In the name of Jesus, go, you spirit of heaviness. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Heaviness, go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Hey, hechadabasitundurobosate. Go in the name of Jesus. Move on out. Move on out. Pack your bags and go in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go, 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 go. Deep hurry, go. Keep going. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father God. We glorify your holy name, O God. We magnify you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify you, God. We glorify you, God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Now I come against the spirit of despair and loneliness. Despair and loneliness, I command you, go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. I break the power of loneliness and I break the power of despair. I break your powers off of God's people now in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. He will not destroy the saints of God. I command you to loose them now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people and let them go. Go, despair. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hey, go, I say, in the name of Jesus. Come here, baby. Come here. You. I want you to come here. No. No, I want you to come here. I want you to do something for me right there. No, just don't be afraid. Never be afraid. Come here. Never be afraid. No, never be afraid. Come on. No, because I see fear already on her. No, I need her to do something, sugar. She says, I want you to see the power of God move through your hand. Okay, no. Don't. Can I pray for you? Okay, well, you pray for her because I saw the spirit of fear on her. But see, the word of God says perfect love. Listen to me good. Okay, I'm talking to you, right? It says perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. That means the perfect love of God does not allow fear to come on you. Spirit, God does not give you a spirit of fear. So God's perfect love casts out all fear. He does not give you a spirit of fear. Fear comes from the enemy. Okay? What you're seeing is stuff you don't understand, right? Okay. So that's why I want you to see. Hold my hand. Touch my hand. Just touch my hand. See, I'm still me. Touch me. I'm still me. See, I'm still me. Come on. Touch my hand. I'm still me. I'm still got fingers, still got fingernails. I'm still me. God does not want you to fear when you see his power working around you. So that's when I saw it on you. I just wanted you to come stand by me. So that you will know that it's nothing to fear when God is moving. You understand what I'm saying?
There's nothing to fear when God is moving. Do you know miracles are being worked when God is delivering his people? You know what a miracle is? What's a miracle? And he does things that they can't do themselves, right? Okay, and he does it in big ways. You understand that? Okay. So when you see God moving and helping his people, that's him showing his love for his people. It's a miracle when people get delivered. See, the enemy, you know when we talk about the enemy, you know who I'm talking about? Satan, right? Okay, so the enemy wants to keep God's people in bondage where they will always hurt and always be in pain. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? But see, that's not what God wants. And sometimes we have to, the Word of God says, we're helpless one to another. And he wants us to help one another. So if I can move in the power of God to help somebody get set free, well, guess what? I have to do it. You understand what I'm saying? If you see a friend drowning, you seen a commercial yet? Would you stand there and just let them drown? No. So that's the same thing with what we're doing. We don't want to see God's people drown. We want to see God's people hurt. We don't want to see that. So God will use each of us to help one another, to help stop the hurt and the one that's hurting them. You understand? That's the power of God. So when God is doing something, there's no reason to fear. Okay? So touch my hand. You see? Praise God. See, I'm just flesh and blood. Amen. Amen. But God loves you, boo. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. A sound mind. Because God's going to use you, boo. He's going to use you. So don't allow the enemy to torment you with misunderstanding. You needed to understand. Did I help you a little bit to understand? Okay. Now what happens is when the people are coughing, or you know how, okay, you're crying. Okay? So when they hurt, they do what? We cry when we hurt, right? So sometimes we cry when we get happy too, don't we? Uh-huh. So now when people are crying and you know and they're coughing and stuff like that, it's because the enemy don't want to let go. So he's trying to hold on. So what we're saying is, no, we're going to expel you. You ever threw up? Yeah, not nice, is it? Ugh. But whatever's causing you to feel nauseous before you throw up, sometimes when you throw up, you feel better, right? Okay, well, think about that. So if people are coughing, or maybe they might spit something out, or they might throw up, or whatever like that, guess what's happening? What's making them feel bad on the inside is saying, uh-uh, you got to come out. And they just get rid of it. You understand what I'm saying? Did it make it a little bit easier? But don't fear, okay? Because that don't belong to you. That's not yours. Especially in the midst of God's moving for his people. Okay? Can I get a hug now, too? All right, come on, give me a hug.
Praise the Lord.
Love you. God bless you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God is an awesome God. Glory to God. And he loves his people. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.